Thursday morning, 10:30, folks. Time for the International Equine Networks report. We're going to talk to you a bunch of good stuff this week. A lot of good stuff. We're getting crazy into the new season. Breeders' Cup's coming up. We got about 6 more weeks of racing towards the Breeders' Cup, which is going to go pretty quick. Then after the Breeders' Cup, right after the Breeders' Cup, we got all of our Derby prep races start on September 14th. Then every week we'll be having Derby prep races and everything. And this time of year is crazy because we got the yearling sale coming up here in Keeneland. And then we got a Fazek Tipton sale in California coming up. And, you know, people are already starting to look for 3 years now, you know, getting a yearling and, you know, trying to get to the Derby and the Breeders' Cup and that kind of thing. So, you know, it happens pretty quick. And this time of year is the tough part. All the owners and trainers have got to, you know, kind of get their plans set out. And the bad part about it is you've got so many different things you got to do instead of just training. You got the yearling sales that you got to go buy, you know, buy a horse at the yearling sales, you know, to get your stable, you know, restocked. We've got that. Then we've got the Breeders' Cup winning your end races coming up over the next 6 weeks. To get into the Breeders' Cup. And then, like I said, in the middle of September, we start on the road to the Derby with the Derby prep races, and that's the Iroquois race at Churchill Downs. And at Saratoga, we just had a tremendous year for our yearlings. I mean, for our two-year-olds. You know, to think that a year ago this time we were just looking at yearlings and, you know, then now all of a sudden a year later, you know, we're looking at horses that are, you know, pointing towards the Breeders' Cup two-year-old juvenile races and towards the Kentucky Derby. It's insane this time of year. You know, you don't know where to go, what to do, especially for like the owners, and which I am an owner. You start looking at things and you're saying, wow, well, what are we going to do? Where are we going to go? And I mean, every day it's something different, something, especially with the young horses, you know, they come up a little sore and you got to back off on them and, you know, kind of, let them go a little bit, let them rest up, not, you know, really, you know, beat them up too bad, trying to get them to the races next year. And also it's just kind of crazy, you know, with all this things that are going on now. And what I like about this part of the year, not only can you, you know, can you look forward to what's going on and start, you know, planning your, you know, year out. Are you going to Hot Springs? Are you going to California? You know, where are you going to? You know, that's what you start looking at now. But what I like about it is this time of year is kind of the end year where you close the books out on your horse, on your stables and on your horses and everything. And mainly for the tracks. The tracks are closing their books out. And this is unbelievable. The 40-day meetup up at Saratoga. NAIRA's 2025 dates at Saratoga topped $1 billion in handle. $1 billion was put through the windows there at Saratoga betting on the races. Just fantastic. That's phenomenal, you know, to have something like that, you know, happen. And for the New York Racing Association, then there were about a billion reasons to feel good about it. I tell you, they did a wonderful job at Saratoga. They put their races together. You know, they've got great stake races every day. Most tracks just have their stake races on the weekends. Saratoga's got them all week long, and that draws in the crowds. And when you got good horses and good, you know, money being given up, it's great to go, you know, into something like that. Heading into the September 1st final day, racing at the Spa, the combined handle for those 49 days had already topped $1 billion in all sources handled. When the Belmont Stakes week and the 4th of July weekend cards, They were included in that also. The nine Belmont Stakes and on 4th and 4th of July programs generated $281.4 million. So it just goes to show you that everything's just going kind of crazy, you know, in the business. And the long and short of it, that $1 billion that got at Saratoga was due to the fact of good horses, good weather, and good management. And they entertained the people. It was something for them to come and see. You got to see more in horse racing. You got a lot of different things, you know, that they had done, you know, there at Saratoga. And that's why we keep emphasizing to the people, you know, that listen to us, and to the people that don't listen to us, Saratoga is a great place to go visit. It's great. Everything they do is just unbelievable. You've got so many things, sights to see around there. The food's good. The entertainment's good. You know, the weather was good this year. The racing's good. You got harness racing at Saratoga also on across the way. It's a harness track there. So there's always something to do at Saratoga. And, you know, it's the race car, it's the people, it's everything. And that's why I like about the horse business. It's always something. And then when it just gets to, you know, kind of get a little, you know, tiring or tedious, you know, doing the same thing for 30 days in a row, they shut down and then it's time to go to Kingland and Lexington and then go to Churchill in Louisville. And so that's the next 60 days. That's our schedule here. Is Kingland and Churchill. And at Kingland, this time of year, you have the sales. There's 4,964 horses cataloged for the yearling sale here coming up starting September the 8th. And we'll have that live on our website at the last call. And then, you know, it's going to be amazing. You know, you can sit there and you can watch them all day long. See who goes for $1 million, see who doesn't go for $1 million. And what's funny about it is yearlings, they're subject to growing. And you might buy a small yearling, you know, in September, and next April you got a big 2-year-old, you know, that's like, where'd he come from, you know? And the owners always, you know, thinking that, you know, a Derby and Breeders' Cup. And so, but there's 4,900 and some odd horses that'll be sold, put into training, and then just got to remember that 20 of those horses, those 4,000 horses, will get to the Derby. 20, only 20. You know, and that's not including the other sales that we have out, you know, in Maryland and California and that type of thing. So, you know, you're looking at around 6,000 horses that'll be in training starting now, you know, getting ready for racing in 2026. And that's going to be crazy. And one of the things that leads to all this, Saratoga getting $1 billion in earnings. I'm stuttering and stammering because I think $1 billion, that's just, you know, unbelievable. I'm going to give you a good example. Kentucky Downs, they race 3 weeks out of the year. And it's this time of year, and their last week is this week. And every day they have great races there, and they bring horses and trainers from all over the world to Kentucky Downs. And it's an all-grass course, turf course, and they only do like 4 days a week when they have it up there. But it draws people from all over, thousands of people coming out there to see the races. A good example, we're looking at tomorrow's races. We got a $170,000 maiden special weight. We got a $200,000 American allowance optional claiming race. They have $190,000 allowance, a $220,000 allowance, $170,000 maiden special weight. Then we have the $2 million light and wonder ladies marathon invitational. Invitationals are sent out to horses that they think would make a quality field, and that's why it's called an invitation, because you get invited. That's the only way you can get there to it. You're looking at $2 million right there. Then you're looking at the $2.5 million FanDuel, TV Mint Millions Invitational Stakes. Again, another invitational. Some of the best horses in the world there at full fields that you'll see here. And then we have the $2 million Exacta Systems Gunrunner Stakes. You know, that's a good race there. This is all in one day now. And you look at the $2 million AGS Music City stakes race. You know, there's a $2 million Franklin Simpson stakes race. And then you're looking at a $2.5 million Kentucky Developmental Thoroughbred Association Turf Cup. And then you're looking at a $170,000 maiden special weight. So you're talking quite a bit of money to be given away in one day. And what I like about that is they're kind of unique. Everybody points for that. Horses from all over the world point for the week of racing at Kentucky Downs because the money is so good. You know, and when you start looking at all the other racetracks out there, you know, for example, like the Louisiana Derby tops the fairgrounds stakes schedule for the coming up for this winter, fall and the winter. It's going to be unbelievable to go to the fairgrounds and see the races that they're going to have. You know, I'm telling you, you know, it's just shocking to me that this money is being thrown up by the racetracks to the horsemen. You know, it's just, it's a great day. It's right up, starting next month, right up through the spring of next year. And then, like I said, the tracks are really getting together. Fairmount Park unveils a St. Louis Derby festivity. You know, these tracks have learned the keys to success by pointing these nice races up like the St. Louis Derby. You know, they created that, and people are going to go that. And, you know, that's the greatest thing in the world. And it's going to be $250,000 this year, but it'll probably triple next year. But, that, you know, that's something that they've never had, you know, out here. The first 500 guests through the gate will receive a chocolate bar with with some information containing a long shot in the races that day. So, you know, they're trying to do all these gimmicks up through here. You know, I don't know. It's hard to talk about, you know, this kind of money. Because when I was coming up as a horseman, you know, if you did a $15,000 allowance race, you were lucky. You know, the purse money wasn't that, you know, back then. And being that the Del Mar's having a Breeders' Cup, you know, this year, this is going to really knock their season up. Not only with the Breeders' Cup, you know, this year, but during the winter meet, they got 20 stakes races worth $3.15 million, highlighted by the Bing Crosby season opener. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see, you know, how all this goes. Everybody's just, you know, every track is doing what they can, you know, to get everything going. You know, for the business, we got entertainment. They've got all kinds of things that they're doing here, and you know, it keeps me busy enough just trying to keep it all in line, trying to get it all together. You know, for what they're having. You know, it certainly wasn't like this when I was coming up in the sport. That's for sure. You know, I was really, you know, shell shocked. I just think how much my life would have changed if we would have had all this back in the day. You know, it would have been very exciting to do that. And one thing that I am proud to say is our client here at Delray Beach in Palm Beach Downs won the Pacific Coast Classic, $1 million race with Fierce's. So, you know, he's back on track, and he could be the Breeders' Cup winner, you know, coming up here in a couple of months. But, you know, it's been really good for our clients. Our clients have generated over $35 million in stakes money, in purse money this year. And so we're excited about that, you know, to see our clients doing well. And we like to think that we have something to do with it by providing them, you know, good structural barn system, you know, good housing for the grooms and a lot of, you know, good training there at Palm Beach Downs. So they're coming out of there good. And Todd's averaged a little over $20,000 or $20 million a year out of there. So he's doing pretty good. And he actually went over the $500 million dollars in earnings. He's $508 million now. You know, so he's right on his way, holding form and everything. So, you know, it's getting kind of antsy, as they say now, trying to get all these stakes races done and, you know, get them on the right road and everything. And like I said, in the middle of September here, we start on the point system for the Kentucky Derby with the Iroquois Stakes. At Churchill, a lot of trainers like to try to run their horses either in the spring or in the fall at Churchill, just so they can have, you know, see if their horse likes the track, see how they handle the crowds, you know, there, because that's where they're going to be running the Derby at. So that, you know, that's why it all starts now. And then, you know, of course, you got them. Keeneland will be there. Winning your end there, the Breeders' Cup Futurity. From Keeneland, that's another race there where you can earn points. And then next thing you know, you're starting to look towards Hot Springs at Oaklawn Park for your next prep races. You're starting to look at New Orleans, Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Tampa Bay, you know, New York, that type of thing. You know, so it's kind of, you kind of start focusing really, you know, on where you're going and what you're going to do. By now, you've got a pretty good idea what kind of horses you have, two-year-olds that you have. And Tom Pletcher had a great two-year-old race and meet at Saratoga. And so he's got a lot of jockeys to think about. He's got a lot of races to think about. He's going to talk with the owners. And he could literally be going, you know, just about anywhere with his horses. They're that good. And so are the other trainers out there, like Billy Mott is out there. He's got a good handful. Shug McGee, he's got some good horses, you know, that are coming up around there. Sophie Joseph, he's got a lot of real good horses, more so than he had last year. And for the 13th year in a row, Joseph Sophie Jr. has won the trainer's title at Gulfstream. And he was going against, you know, Bob Baffert, and he was going against Todd Pletcher, all the big guns, Billy Mott, and all like that. But Sophie Joseph Jr. just keeps knocking them down. And, you know, it's great to see that happen. But 13 years in a row, that's a feat in itself. Just winning a title, one title, you know, is good. But 13 years in a row says a lot for what he's doing there, you know. And so I'm kind of excited about all the races that we've got coming up here. They'll be you know, pointed towards the Breeders' Cup up there. September 6th, we got the Kentucky Downs Turf Cup. Then in Korea, we have the Korea Sprint, Korea Cup. It's coming up. So everybody's kind of worldwide is getting together on the same page. September 13th, we have the Champions Juvenile Stakes for the Breeders' Cup. You know, it's just endless of what all we have. The Woodbine Mile for the Breeders' Cup, the Coolmore American Justified Marathon Stakes on the turf. You know, it gets better and better and better. And all these are a lot of money that these horses will be running for, you know, out here. The Champaign Stakes is coming up, the American Feral, the Coolmore Turf Mile. You know, it's just all coming up right here on us, and you know, it's just exciting, you know, for it. It's really exciting for us. And the thing that you know, I'm sitting here looking at is we're looking at October 31st for the Breeders' Cup start, and we're looking at the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf, Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf Sprint, Breeders' Cup Classic, Breeders' Cup Turf, Breeders' Cup Distaff, Breeders' Cup Mile, Breeders' Cup Sprint, Breeders' Cup Filly and Mare, Turf, Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile, Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint, and the Breeders' Cup Mare Sprint. And you know, the thing that really gets me about all this is I'd like to say it's the talent of the horses that are getting there, but there's a flaw with that. That flaw is that, yes, it's got to be the horse. It's got to be the jockey. It's got to be the trainer. It's got to be the owner. It's got to be the training. It's got to be the work and the help at the barn. You know, there's a lot of things that go into it. And I've been in this business a long time, and there's no set way to do a race barn. You can do the same thing day in and day out and win, and then you can do the same thing day in and day out and go out and get destroyed, you know, on the track. So, you know, it's a combination of a lot of things, but the horse has a lot to do with it and the management of the horse. And that's what we're trying to tell everybody, you know, about this business. It's a tough road to go. It's a very, very tough road to go. For example, we've got the sales coming up, and everybody, all the owners like to go to the sales because then you can start seeing what some of these stallions are producing and mares are producing. You get a first look at their first baby. You know, and you got to determine whether it's going to be, you know, a good horse to run or to buy and race. And what I like about it is when I go, I like to see how the horses react to the crowds, to the noise, to the people. You know, people constantly moving around, looking at the horses, moving in and out. So that's kind of going to give you an idea of what they're going to be like on the track, you know, hopefully. Do they wash out? And when I say wash out, I mean, do they get all sweaty and, you know, get nervous and everything? Does that happen to them? Some of them go in there and just like they own the place, you know, and they know it, you know, and all. So that's a big thing to look forward to. But the bloodlines, sure, bloodlines are great, you know, and they produce a lot of good horses, and they have over the years, but you know, everybody has them ready for the sale. And let me tell you something. Sometimes you can get them horses looking like $1 million, and they ain't worth a nickel. You know, they ain't going to run. You know, that's one thing you can't put into a horse. Either they're going to run or they're not. And they're going to choose the days that they want to run and everything. So that's what you got to go through at the yearling sale. But it is kind of nice, you know, to go in and get your catalog there and kind of mark some of the horses up and then see where they go down the road 6 months from now. Look them up and see where they're at. You know, that's a whole big difference and everything. But, you know, the horse business is really getting tough. It's getting tougher than it used to be. Because when I first came into the game, if you had 12-horse stable, that was a big stable. That was a big stable. Now, you know, when you look at what we have here in Delray Beach, we got Kyle Pletcher coming in. We're looking at 160 horses. You know, that's a lot of horses, you know, that he has there. And also, there's just so much that you can do with these horses. And you know, it's luck of the draw. And you just got to do good, feed them good, take care of them good. Make sure you got good grooms, exercise riders, hot walkers. Make sure you got good owners. You know, a lot of times the horse owners see a horse work real well. And then all of a sudden they're jumping all over them. Oh, we're going to the Derby. You know, well, talk to us in the middle of April. That's what I always tell them. They come out and they said, one of our owners said, Scott said, is our horse Polly, is he going to be a family pet or a Derby threat? I said, on the 10th of April, I'll let you know. I said, on the 10th of April, I'll let you know, because you're at the point then and it's point of no return. Either you're going for it or you're not. And, you know, it gets kind of tough with them and everything. But like I said, the sales is coming up. And you can go to Lexington and the sales. Just go drive over to the sales arena at Kingland. And the Kentucky Horse Park is over there. There's a lot to do. But if you go over to the sales pavilion in Keeneland, you can see all the horses. Doesn't cost you anything. No charge for parking, no charge for getting in, no charge for a book. And you know, go over and see what it's like. You don't have to know a lot about horses, other than they're nice to look at. You go over and you can start your education on horses. You know, by taking it along and seeing that's where they start at. And who knows? You know, you might see a horse from the sales there in the Derby in a couple of years. You know, but that's what you look at and everything. And then on a sad note, we had Dwayne Lucas, probably the greatest, if not the best, ever trainer. And I say that because I work for Wayne. And he's going to have, they're having a Lucas dispersal of equipment and memorabilia on October 6th, on October 14th. The auction will be hosted by Fassett Tipton October 14th at 2 p.m. Eastern Time at the sales facility there in Lexington. It's amazing what they're going to have in there. And it's, I know it's going to go for a lot of money. You know, I tell you, when you go back and look at what Dwayne Lucas did, you know, in his career, you think that, wow, you know, how did he do that all in relatively a short time? He had 20 Breeders' Cup victories, 15 Triple Crown race victories, including 4 Kentucky Derby wins, 7 Preakness wins, and 4 Belmont Stakes wins. You know, it's just amazing what he did. And it just seems like it was just in such a short time, because every time you turn around, Wayne was coming up with something, you know, every time he'd come up with something. The date is, this auction will be is on Tuesday, October 14th. At 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Inspections on site October 12th through the 13th from 1 to 6 p.m. Location, Fassett Tipton, 2400 Newtown Pike, Lexington, Kentucky. And let me tell you, it'd be worth something to go over and take a look at. You can see all the trophies that Wayne got. You can see all the things that he did. You know, it's amazing. And you know, when I was thinking about, you know, just how life is, and I had a bout with cancer last year, 2.5 months in a hospital, made it very difficult, you know, to work and get your mind on the horses. But I got to thinking in the hospital there, all the great horses that I was around, around Winning Colors, who won a Derby, around, you know, Farm Away and Twilight Agenda, Dance Floor. You know, the list goes on and on. And it's kind of funny, when you're working with them every day, you don't think of them as being, you know, something that's going down in history as maybe one of the greatest horses ever. You know, you don't think about that. You don't think about the people that you're working with, that you're working around. Maybe it's, maybe, you know, they're going to be one of the greatest jockeys ever, one of the greatest grooms ever, you know. And I was thinking about that earlier. Yesterday is a friend of mine, Frankie DeTore, one of the greatest international riders of all times. And then Steve Coffin, you know, he rode internationally, you know, just historically the top of the line. And then Wayne Lucas, and you see all these other people, Billy Mott, you know, he's unbelievable, you know, as a trainer. You know, his son's great. Elliot Walden, you know, with One Star Farm, they've made a factory out of that for winners. And also, you just don't think of what all is going on, you know, because it's so inundating with everything. But like I said, this week, everybody looks at the yearlings, they kind of plan out everything. And next week, we're going to talk about that road to the Kentucky Derby, how they get there in the 2026 Kentucky Derby. And we'll have new Breeders' Cup updates, too. So until next Thursday morning at 10:30 a.m., I hope I don't get a lot of listeners. Because if I get a lot of listeners, that means I got to take criticism. And I don't like that. Have a great weekend, folks.